Chapter 3. Come sunrise, Sam had both paws on the bed and was nudging my arm with his cold, wet nose. Sam is half golden retriever and half drill sergeant, and sleeping in on weekends is against regimental policy. My official title upon joining Henley and Hargrove was of counsel, a flexible term that in my case meant I'd been hired in a probationary capacity, but with a tacit understanding that if I didn't grope the secretaries or steal from the petty cash, I'd make partner in a year. In deference to that small uncertainty, I'd elected to rent when I'd moved up to Pasadena, settling into a cozy little cottage in a neighborhood of cozy cottages called Bungalow Heaven. My house, like its neighbors, had a deep covered porch and two dormer windows that looked out over a sloping green lawn to a quiet and shaded street. The shingled exterior was UPS brown and girdled in gray river rock. The wooden shakes, the rock foundation, and the heavy beams at the eaves evoked a Yosemite parkitecture that contrasted nicely with the stucco and aluminum orthodoxy of most L.A. suburbs. Although I'd never before lived in Pasadena, I was no stranger to the environs. During my rookie rotation with the PD's office, I'd spent a month working the Northeast District Courthouse on Walnut Street, and Sam and I had done a bit of hiking in the foothills north of town. Pasadena was the kind of sun-dappled oasis of palm trees, purple mountains, and Spanish missions depicted on Depression-era orange crate labels. And unlike most of Southern California, it had remained in many ways unchanged in the 8 decades that followed. I fed Sam his breakfast, then climbed into the shower. I do some of my best thinking in the shower, and today I was thinking I had at least one plausible answer to the question I'd posed to Russ Dinsmore, the one about motive. In the clarity of the steaming water, it occurred to me that Tara Flynn had a pretty good motive, not to mention the means and opportunity to hasten Hush Puppy's demise. The office, when I got there, was Saturday morning quiet, and Dinsmore was nowhere to be found. Ever since...